I'll just keep a chocolate heart, Marcus, for emergencies. Marcus is going to share about prayer later, but I can't just let the moment go without taking us to Revelation. And we're told in John's Revelation that the prayers of the saints feature in heaven, and we may be saying ordinary words, but they are seen as golden vials full of incense. And, you know, as we battle on through the adventures, the joys, and the challenges of our lives, and we send up arrow prayers, this is happening, Lord, this is happening, I haven't done that. So those prayers reach heaven, and it's a joy and a privilege. And Sophie, I think you're set to come and do a reading for us, is that right?
The reading is taken from Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 to 15. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive the other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. This is the word of the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Sophie. Yes, the bit from Revelation was, then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by four living creatures and the elders. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He came and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne, and when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, and each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints, and they sang a new song. We may not understand all that imagery, but what I do understand is that every prayer we make is received in heaven and is received by the Lord. So before Marcus comes and speaks to us, let's, as the children leave for their time, let's stand and sing another hymn. And we say to the kids, may the Lord be with you.